One last question, I think, to look at is verse 25. What does Christ promise to those who will ask anything that honors him? And if you have read that, you would perhaps know the answer is everything. Whatever we ask, he'll do it. Now that is very true but misleading. And I got to explain that in this way. There have been way too many people. I've talked to many. And they get to this question. They say, you know, Randy, it's questions like that that make me not believe in the Christian faith because I can't believe in the Bible. I said, really? What do you mean? Well, right there it says, if, then, I will. And there's another verse somewhere, and I know where it is. It's in Matthew, and he says, if you ask anything believing, you shall receive. Everybody know what a collage is? A collage is a big picture of many smaller pictures, right? If you pull the little smaller picture out, you see one thing. You put it into the bigger picture, and you see something different. You got to understand that there are 16, and I will not swear by the fact there's 16. That's what I find. But there's 16, I know, various conditions to answered prayer in the Bible. If you talk to somebody who's way far in their Christian faith, they'll say, oh, prayer is a hard work. It is a very challenging. It's very difficult. Why is that? You just talk to God in that prayer. Well, it's actually praying in a way that you see prayer is answered. You have to take all 16 into account. And here's the way I illustrate it. Imagine that you've got a little child playing, let's say, coach-pitched baseball early on in the baseball game. And so your kid is up there ready to bat. Maybe he's a little lefty. He's up there ready to bat, and he's waiting for that first pitch from the coach. And the coach gives him just an easy little ball, or maybe gives him a little bit more, but just enough he can hit the ball. And he sits there, and about the time the pitch is about to come, the kid looks back in the stands at you, the parent, and gives a big grin like, wow, look at me, Mom. Look at me, Dad. And about the time that they're, let's say I'm doing this way, and they look back to Dad, about that time, whoosh, strike one. And he looks back at you as the parent and goes, like, how can that be? And so you as a parent say, son or daughter, keep your eye on the ball. You'll hit it. You have to keep your eye on the ball. You'll hit it. Is that true or false? Well, kind of true, kind of false. So this is what he does. He gets up there ready to bat, and he's waiting. And about that time, the pitch comes, and he goes, strike two. He looks back at you in the stands and says, you told me if I look at the ball, I'd hit it. Well, that was like saying if you did all the other things right and then keep your eye on the ball, you'll hit it. But there are other things you have to do. You have to swing, for instance. I mean, there are just a few other things that come with the package. You can't just take one by itself. But if you understand the context, you say, true, keep your eye on the ball, you'll hit it. Assuming you swing, assuming your swing is a level swing, assuming that you start with the right rotation. I mean, there are a lot of things that make you hit the ball well, but the point is this one is very important. That's all it's saying about prayer. So don't get misled. I've had too many people say, you know, I don't believe this Bible because my mama, well, she got cancer, and it was bad cancer, and the preacher came over the house, and he talked to me. And he said, son, I'm telling you, the Bible says, whatsoever you ask, believing, you shall receive. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. And this man will tell me, and I believed it with all my heart. And I prayed and prayed and prayed. I got on my knees, and I prayed and I prayed. And you know what happened? I got to believe it so much that I never worried that my mother would not be healed. I knew she was going to be healed. And then I got that phone call and said, your mama's dead. And I said, and so is my faith. If that's the way God works, he promises and then he doesn't deliver, I don't want any part of it. Well, they didn't really understand it. So I want people like you who are looking at the Christian faith, don't be misled by something like that.